The federal corruption probe into the UAW marches on. Today, retired UAW Vice President Joe Ashton became the 13th and highest-ranking person to be charged. Union President Gary Jones, of course, has taken a leave of absence after a close associate was charged. So Vice President Rory Gamble, who recently negotiated the contract agreement with Ford, is now the UAW's acting president. And he's here with us now. You've been a UAW member since 1974. That is a long, long history. And now you're seeing people you have known through the years, worked with, being charged with federal crimes and some pleading guilty to corruption. Were you surprised by what you've learned through these indictments and guilty pleas?
Yes, I have. And in my new role, I've had the opportunity, you know, to get a lot more insight to some of these things that have been going on, some of these things that have been alleged, and the folks who have been found guilty. And it's very disheartening, and it is very disappointing. And I've worked with some of these folks. I've known them for years. And it is really a true testament to the level of human frailty that we all can suffer when we make bad decisions. My first priority, though, is to my members. To me, I was always taught dues money is sacred. And that is something you do not mess around with. Taking an oath of office and handling members' dues money is a high honor in what we do. And anybody who betrays that, then they sit on the other side of the fence. And your heart may be with them, but your mind is saying, they need to be judged and they need to pay for the betrayal of our great membership. So,
and I know you've been quoted as saying we've got a few bad apples, but not unlike any other organization, and we'll get through it. And today, retired VP Joe Ashton became the 13th union leader to be charged, which seems like more than a few bad apples, no?
Yes, and not all of them were union, but that still doesn't say anything for those who betrayed their oaths of office. When I made that statement, I was comparing those who have been charged against the thousands of union reps in our union across the country who go to work every day, they do their jobs, they honor their oaths of office, and they protect this union. Now, if you take all of the 12, including the company folks involved, against those thousands, then they become exactly what I said, a few bad apples. And it's just like when you get a police officer who finds himself on the other side of the law. And I can go down the list of corruption cases in this country. We always talk about those who are doing what they're supposed to do. But now when it comes to union reps, there seems to be a different standard applied. No one talks about those thousands of reps that are doing their jobs. No one talks about people like myself who honor this union and hold it most high and understand that we do good by our membership and we maintain and protect high standards of living for working families in this country. And that is too important to let a few bad apples destroy. So when I made that statement, that is exactly what I meant.
I want to talk about the membership. Let's take a listen. Here is one of your members who spoke with us during the GM strike, Sean Crawford, who works at the truck assembly plant that GM has in Flint.
I think it's a disgusting shame, and they really do a disservice to the memory of the people who fought and died for this union to make it what it is. And anyone who's out there who is corrupt, you know, they need to be found out. They need to be taken out by the root.
So what is your plan to look into how deep this alleged corruption goes and take, as Sean Crawford said, take that corruption out by the root?
First, I agree with everything Sean just shared. I agree with his feelings. I agree with his temper. And I agree with every word he just stated. We have a board meeting tomorrow where I am going to be presenting to our board a number of initiatives that I want to enact right away and going forward and how we turn this thing around. They are going to be some very hard and some very unpopular things that we're going to have to do, but we don't have a choice. When they put me in this role, I asked only two things. One, I wanted the full support of the board. Two, I needed the leeway and the support to go where I needed to go and do what I have to do to bring integrity back to this union. And that is my promise to my members, and that is the basis in which I accepted this job.
As this federal probe builds, it does raise questions about whether the federal government might seek to take over the UAW the way it had to do with the Teamsters Union. Could that happen? Is this an existential crisis for the UAW?
We are definitely at crisis mode in the UAW. But one promise I made to myself, and I can't make a call on the federal government, and I have no animosity toward the federal government or the news media, because I keep thinking back to those folks who betrayed their oaths of office. Had they not committed these heinous acts, we would not be in this situation. So that's where I place the blame. But I will say, under my watch, I intend to hand over to the next president a clean and uncorrupted union.
Acting UAW President Rory Gamble, we want to thank you for speaking with us on Stateside.
Thank you. Thank you so much.